This is Tom Rowe with the Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from the River Newsroom, from Melissa Harris of the River and Roger Hennigan Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley. Go to therivernewsroom.com or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information. The River is also collaborating with WGXC to announce these updates over the air. To listen, tune in 90.7 FM at midnight, 5 a.m., 7 a.m., or 9 a.m., or visit the audio archives online at wgxc.org. La Voz, a Spanish-language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, will be translating these roundups and publishing them in Spanish at lavoz.bard.edu. In New York State, there are now 10,356 cases confirmed of coronavirus. 3,254 new cases today. On March 21st, this New York State announced that the Army Corps of Engineers has identified four potential sites for temporary hospitals: the Jacobs K. Javits Convention Center in New York City, locations at SUNY Stony Brook and SUNY Old Westbury on Long Island, and the Westchester Convention Center, by which they mean the Westchester County Center in White Plains. The state is making progress on getting more personal protective equipment and ventilators for hospitals. Apparel manufacturers in the state are switching over to making masks and other medical equipment. The state has purchased more than 6,000 additional ventilators, although they will need more. The DMV is now temporarily closed for all in-person visits. Online transactions can still be done, and license and permit expiration dates will be extended. The major disaster declaration issued yesterday, Friday, March 20th, for New York State by the federal government entitles New York to federal emergency management funds, with the state currently slated to pick up 25% of the tab while FEMA covers the other 75%. Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling on President Trump to have the feds cover 100% of the cost. The federal coronavirus aid package recently passed by Congress includes a provision preventing states from shifting Medicaid costs to counties, a move that New York State was relying on for this year's state budget due at the end of March. Cuomo is calling the provision a technical issue with the bill that will prevent the state from getting $6 million in federal aid, and is asking New York's congressional delegation to get that changed. There's some anecdotal evidence from other countries that a drug called hydroxychloroquine used to treat malaria might help coronavirus patients. President Donald Trump has been optimistically touting it as a treatment, while Tony Fauci, director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the U.S.'s top expert on COVID-19, has said there isn't enough evidence to know whether it helps. Cuomo announced today that New York State will conduct clinical trials. Cuomo says he hasn't been tested himself. Quote, "Because I have not been exposed to anyone who is positive, I don't have a fever, I don't have any symptoms," unquote, Cuomo said on WAMC. Quote, "And also, I don't want to waste the test," unquote. New Yorkers can sign up for email updates from the state and ask questions about COVID-19 using a form on the state website. There's also a new page explaining the state's new paid sick leave policy. Cuomo issued a call for therapists and other mental health professionals to volunteer to help anxious New Yorkers cope. Quote, "I am asking the professional mental health establishment to contact us. Let us know that you are willing to volunteer time. It would obviously be all electronic," unquote, he said. Interested volunteers can sign up on the state's website, where there are also forms for volunteer health care professionals and equipment manufacturers. Cuomo is going into full dad mode about people in New York City parks not doing proper social distancing, and if they don't cut it out, he might go down there and yell at them personally, unquote. Quote, "I mean, there's a significant amount of noncompliance, especially in New York City, especially in the parks. I'm going to go down there today. I wanted to see what the situation is myself," unquote, he said in the March 21st briefing. As we reported March 20th, the state is now directing 100% of non-essential workforce to be at home effective 8 p.m. on Sunday, March 22nd. The state has issued a list of businesses deemed essential. The Food and Drug Administration approved the first rapid coronavirus test on March 21st, created by a company called CFID, with a 45-minute turnaround time, Reuters reports. The New York numbers that we're about to report are changing very rapidly of the number of coronavirus cases. Print newspapers are out of date by the time they hit newsstands. In our own reporting, we are relying on the state's daily counts, but those are frequently updated or contradicted by reports from local officials within hours. If our numbers in this news roundup don't add up, it may be because local confirmed case counts have not yet been included in state numbers, or because a case that was reported to a local public health authorities are being included in the count for another county. In Westchester County, there are now 1,387 confirmed cases, 296 new. Westchester's confirmed cases have been growing more slowly than the rest of the states, a fact Cuomo noted as a good sign in his daily briefing on March 21st. Quote, "We did a New Rochelle containment area. The numbers would suggest that that has been helpful, so I feel good about that," unquote, Cuomo said. Quote, "Our hotspot of Westchester is now slowing, and that's very good news. New York City, it is the most dense environment. This virus spreads in density, right? And that's what you're seeing in New York City, obviously," unquote. Montefiore Mount Vernon Hospital, which was in the process of winding down operations in anticipation of a new outpatient clinic in the city, is now ramping up its capacity to deal with the expected deluge of COVID-19 patients. Two floors, including an ICU, are being brought back online, and a screening area and a triage are being set up in the hospital's parking lot. This will add 150 beds to the hospital. There are currently 54,000 total hospital beds in the state and 3,100 ICU beds, according to LoHUD, most of which are full even before the pandemic. Governor Cuomo has said the state will need 110,000 hospital beds and more than 37,000 ICU beds, 10 times the current number, to handle the pandemic. New Rochelle School District Superintendent Laura Fieos announced on March 21st she has tested positive for COVID-19. On March 12th, the day she first noticed symptoms, she visited Henry Bernard Early Childhood Center, Isaac Young Middle School, and Trinity Elementary School to discuss her decision to close the schools due to the pandemic. A faculty member and a student at Isaac Young have tested positive, but they developed symptoms after the schools closed. Fearless describes her symptoms, which vary greatly from person to person. Quote, "Early symptoms were just chills, feeling cold. I later had body aches, joint aches, and my eyes were achy. I was coughing and had shortness of breath, but I think my symptoms have been pretty mild," unquote. In Rockland County, there are now 262 cases, 161 new. The Journal News put out a list of restaurants doing takeout and delivery in Rockland County. You can find the link on the River Newsroom. Orange County has 163 cases, 79 new. In a video update posted on Facebook, Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse announced that the county now has 219 confirmed cases. Quote, "We have 37% ICU beds available. That's the number that we're really concerned about," unquote, Newhouse said, noting that local hospitals were in the process of expanding their available beds. He also said that a wave of panic shopping has set grocery stores back in stocking shelves. Mobile Life Support Services, an ambulance company operating in the Mid-Hudson Valley, issued an appeal for additional personnel protective equipment. The company needed N95 masks, surgical masks, eye protection, splash guards, gloves, and decontamination supplies, and was looking for donations or to purchase. Anyone willing to help should email media@mobilelife.com or call 845-561-5698, extension 251. Mount St. Mary College in Newburgh postponed its commencement service ceremonies and announced classes will not resume in person for the rest of the semester, joining SUNY New Paltz and Vassar College, who made their announcements earlier this week. In Dutchess County, there are now 49 cases confirmed, 13 new cases in Dutchess County. The county is planning to open a mobile test facility next week at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill, though county officials would not give an exact timeline. Residents will be provided with a number to call if they are experiencing symptoms, and those warranting testing will be given an appointment at the drive-thru site. In Putnam County, there are 22 cases confirmed, 15 new. According to a March 21st announcement from county public health officials, Putnam County now has 31 cases. In Ulster County, there are 18 cases confirmed, 6 new. The Poughkeepsie Journal interviewed Edward Lundergren, one of the two SUNY New Paltz faculty members the college announced had tested positive on March 20th. His wife, Carol, is also ill. The couple, who are in their 60s, are self-isolating. Mr. Lundergren has run a high fever for the last week and has body aches, an incessant cough, and nausea, but neither he nor his wife have needed hospitalization. They are being checked on by county health workers and their son, who lives in Poughkeepsie. Carol Lundergren said of the experience, quote, "It feels like you have leprosy, and worse, there's a feeling of guilt, thinking, what if, quote, what if we unknowingly infected someone? What if they get sick or even die," unquote. Two Saugerties residents tested positive, raising The counties count to 23 on late March 21st. However, both people were second homeowners and were tested and quarantined in New York City. The other 21 cases originated in the county. In Sullivan County, there are 12 cases, 4 new. Sullivan County is now counting 15 cases, according to a statement on their website March 21st that included an out-of-date number for confirmed cases statewide. In Columbia County, there are 2 cases confirmed, 1 new. Although New York State's daily numbers are only counting 2 Columbia County confirmed cases, county health officials announced March 21st there are now 7. A statement on the county health department's website, quote, says, as of noon March 21st, Columbia County has 7 positive cases of COVID-19. We have received a total of 161 test results completed for Columbia County residents. There are several residents under mandatory and precautionary quarantine, which is coordinated by CCDOH nursing staff. These dedicated public servants are working nonstop to protect our community. Anyone who can, please stay home, unquote. In Greene County, there are 2 cases and no major updates out of Greene County today. They issued a press release to reporters that didn't have any new information, and they did not update their website in Greene County today, Saturday, March 21st. Delaware County has 1 case confirmed. After the daily state numbers were announced, Delaware County officials announced that 2 new cases were confirmed in Delaware County. One of the 2 new cases is not a county resident and was transferred to the New York City Health Department. The Delaware County Board of Supervisors announced that no penalties or interest would be levied against businesses who pay their county occupancy tax late. In Schoharie County, there's 1 case confirmed, and there are no major updates out of Schoharie County today. This has been the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report for Sunday, March 22nd. From Lissa Harris of the River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley, go to therivernewsroom.com or theotherhudsonvalley.com for more information. This is Tom Rowe for WGXC.